Today's scripture readings challenge us to live out our vocational call. Like Samuel, God is calling each one of us. And like Samuel, we often do not recognize the call. More often than not, we find ourselves confused. What is it that God is calling me to? Come and see, says the Lord. Come and see. This response to the question, where are you staying, is quite intriguing. Why didn't Jesus just simply answer, oh, I'm staying at 220 Main Street across from the Blue House? Why must we come and see? The answer to this question is what makes the Christian life fundamentally unique. You see, this life of Jesus's, it isn't something that can be explained. It's something that has to be lived. And the same thing is true with our own Catholic lives. When we're baptized into the church, we were baptized into a way of life. Baptism is not a one-time event. It's the entrance into a specific way of life. In fact, the early Christians were known as followers of the way. The members of the early church were identified by the way they lived their lives. Our Christian calling, in other words, is not simply about believing in Christ or believing in his church. It's about living out those beliefs. Christianity is a way of life, not a belief. What we believe about Jesus, God, and the church are not to remain private beliefs, but a unique way of life. Christianity has to look like something. It needs to be a way of life. Notice that Jesus never invites people to accept a set of intellectual propositions. Instead, he invites them to come and see. What we learn from this is that Christianity cannot be understood apart from actually living a Christian life. The way in which we're called to live must be radically distinct from the way the rest of our society lives. Otherwise, Jesus' call to come and see would be meaningless, because what people would see is that we look just like everybody else. There's no difference between living a Christian life and a secular life. So if we're to be followers of this way, we too need to live our lives in such a way that people can see what it is that makes us Christian. When I was working in Washington, D.C., I lived in a condo with three other Christian men. And one of the things we did is that we shared groceries in common. And one of my friends once asked me, why would you want to do that? Wouldn't you be better off buying your own groceries and having everybody else do the same? But what my friend didn't understand is that sharing, and especially sharing food, is essential to Christianity. A lot of people also criticized us for the fact that we had a house rule that no girlfriends could stay overnight. But by having such a house policy, there was something distinct about the way we were living our lives. Our lifestyle stood in sharp contrast to that of most single men in their 20s. Ours showed that we were following a particular, if not peculiar, way of life. And this is what Christ calls each one of us to do. We're invited to come and see. We're invited to live a unique way of life. It's only by living this way of life that we can truly understand what it means to be a Catholic Christian. The Catholic way of life is one that is informed by the church, the doctrines and dogmas of our church, and not our culture, must be the basis for our way of life. Our baptismal call is one to live in such a way that we can be light to the world. And it's impossible for our lives to be a light for the world if our lives look no different from the rest of the world. This week, we're preparing for the March for Life in Washington, D.C., to support the Right for Life movement. And as I thought about this, I was reminded of an incident that happened a few years ago when a professor, moral theologian from Duke University named Stanley Hauerwas, came before Congress to give his argument against abortion. And when he was asked what that argument was, he responded, "Christians don't kill their children." And a congressman looked at him and said, "Professor Hauerwas, we understand that, but what's your argument?" And he said, "That is my argument. Christians don't kill their children." And what Stanley Hauerwas was effectively saying is that this is not a political issue. This is a religious issue. And it's about a way of life. And I live a particular way of life. I'm a Christian. And that way of life is one in which we don't kill our children. He was saying that this is a distinct way of life and that Christians have to live a distinct way. He was not allowing society to form him, but he himself was trying to inform society. Being a light to the world is a large task, but it's what we're called to be. Our baptismal call didn't end once the ceremony ended. No, our baptismal call is a call to be a light to the world that doesn't always share our values. It's a call to live our lives in such a way that people can see a difference between us as Catholic Christians and the rest of the world. It's a call to live our lives in such a way that people ask us, when people ask us what it means to be a Catholic, we can say to them, "Come and see."